San Francisco. Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you for coming. San Francisco. One city where you can ask, are we in a dog-friendly lesbian bar or a lesbian-friendly dog bar? Doesn't matter. It's San Francisco. Have a good time. I know you got a lot of choices what to do with your free time. Thanks for coming to see Uncle Barbecue tell us dum-dum stories for a little while. Just going to spin a couple yarns and we'll all get on to our fun, carefree lifestyles. I think a lot of comedy comes from shared experiences, things that we can relate to. Keeping that in mind, anybody else in here get so drunk last month you had to call a cab just to take you to Wendy's? Couple, all right, maybe. Couple, right there. Yeah. Get to that special point in your mid-30s where you realize that drinking responsibly and crying for help just kind of turned into the same thing. Real successful Saturday night home alone. I want those spicy nuggets. You're too drunk to drive. We'll call a cab because you deserve them. I'm doing the right thing. How come it still feels sad? That's what I did. I called a cab, and another grown man drove to my house for money. Because that was his job. And he got to my house, and I jumped in his cab, and I said this. Don't do what I did when you get a cab. I just jumped in, and I just said, we're going on an adventure. And that's just $80 on the meter right away. I don't want to be a tour guide. That's $80. That's a Peter Pan tax is what that is. So that's the same amount of money if I were to just jump in and be like, take me to Neverland. $80. You smell like you're probably going to barf in here. So we're starting at 80. Doesn't matter where you're going. And so we drove to the Wendy's. And I made him take me through the drive-thru. Because I did not trust him not to leave me there. It was fair. He was suspicious of me. I was suspicious of him. It was fair play. But this is where I got in trouble, see, is because he was driving a van cab, which means I had to open the whole side door to place my order. And I was like, well, there's no way in hell I'm not going to fall on my ass doing this. So I had one hand wrapped up in the seatbelt, was just kind of hanging out the side like a helicopter machine gunner. I was just kind of hanging out. I realized, like, oh, this is how they do the high-speed ransom exchanges and the action movies I love so much. I'm going to Bruce Willis the shit out of this. So I wasn't even at the window. I was just hanging out. I was like, you throw me the nuggets, I'll throw you the cash. And the lady working there, she threw me the little bag. She's got to cut loose. She's working late at her Wendy's. Have some fun with your life. Have some fun with it. So I got the stuff. I'm yelling at the getaway driver. At this point, it's the getaway driver. Like, I got the package, step on it, go! But he's not in it. He's like, I kind of go with the doors open, I kind of drive with the doors open. But this is illegal. It's an illegal thing for me to do with the door open. I'm like, but we're doing a whole thing right now. Where's your imagination? But somebody clearly had not taken improv classes in college like some other of us have. You are not yes-anding right now. This other Frosty was going to be for you. Yeah. But you blew it. Yeah. Spent $114. Two Frosties and a dozen nuggets. Because I'm an American hero. Right now they're losing their shit because I spilled on my shirt and there's somebody like, it's not going to match! It's not going to match! What do we do? It's not going to match! Why didn't you buy two shirts, Kyle? Barely need this one. You got something that'll make me look like a sassy janitor? That's my
sample complete. Ready to continue?